This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
It's a running theme, by the way, Sandy, that the guest is mean to Ryan. So,
I mean, it's optional, but...
It's optional, but we'll judge you if you don't.
So I'll just have to do the opposite and be incredibly aggrandizing and build Ryan up the whole show.
He doesn't need that.
Someone's
got
to do it.
If you would listen to the earlier podcasts, you would realize that you don't want to do that.
It just makes him worse. Yeah. He's like a gremlin and you're pouring water on him.
Right. Don't feed the ego.
Welcome to the GLHF Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. I hope you're very excited, Sandy.
Yes.
Yeah. Game and Fortune is a shambles of a game show, but at least it is a distraction from the inevitable doom spiral of the universe. In this game, players compete against each other to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and unfortunately I'm here with him again. I'm here with Kirk McKeans, also known as the Schwip Schwip, King in the North, and Mr. Lover Lover.
There's a in the script.
I didn't want to say
I feel like you're using these as some sort of perverted wish fulfillment, and I'm not on board with it.
Yeah. He's collecting all the sound bites of me describing him in like sensual ways, and
you're going to be blackmailed for the rest of your life with
it's
this.
It's all in the compromat. It is. Are you going to say the line, Kirk?
I'm not going to say they call me Mr. Boombastic.
You wrote the line.
The moment's gone. The moment's gone.
The last time I looked at the script, there was a different line, and he changed it. Today, we are joined by George Young.
Hiya.
Joined by Ryan Woodrow.
Quarrelling quizzes, quickly qualifying questions, are we?
What the fuck?
All right, well, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah. Quip back.
Yeah, it's because I berated him for it in a YouTube video.
Every time I don't do one, someone has a go at me for not doing one. But then when I do one, everyone says it was shit. So, you know.
I enjoyed it.
I want to punch you even more now.
Okay, fine. Come to my house then.
And we're also joined by a very special guest, the absurdly talented pixel artist best known for Shovel Knight, Sandy Gordon. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Happy to be here, and I am also impressed by Ryan's intro.
Really?
Surely not.
You don't have to just say that. Usually we're mean to Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ryan's intro probably took longer to write than the script, to be honest.
So Sandy, how's life been lately? Okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We've been getting an unusual amount of rain here in Los Angeles, and it's making people a little stir crazy because it's cooping them up inside. More often than usual, but I like it. I'm from the East Coast of the U.S. Originally, and we get a lot of rain out there, so this feels more like home to me.
And your background is obviously as an artist, but it's pixel art specifically, right?
It is, yeah.
What drew you to pixel art?
Oh wow, that's a potentially a long story. I guess the short of it is that I honestly just fell into it. What drew me was not really knowing or having direction as to what I wanted to do career-wise for a long time. I tried to get into arts in some capacity for many years. I went to college for it. I was a graphic designer for a couple of years professionally. And I left because I'd always wanted to pursue games in some capacity. And my portfolio was very generalist. It was like, oh, this guy can do a little bit of illustration, a little bit of graphic design, a little bit of XYZ, and nobody wanted to hire me for that. It's, as I'm sure many people know, it's hard to get a job when you're not focusing fire in a specific direction. and, you know, really having honed your skills for a long time on something specific. So, especially in video games. So one day I was watching Twitch, and at the time the game Nuclear Throne was being developed, and I saw some of the team members who I'm lucky enough to now call friends. I think it was specifically JW doing programming and Paul Veer doing pixel art on the game. And I thought, that looks really fun. It's incredibly charming. I never thought pixel art could be a career. Let me try my hand at this. And so I spent what has now been, geez, I guess since 2014, so better part of, I guess, 10 years now doing pixel art every day. And
were you terrible at it when you started?
You know, oddly enough, I wouldn't say I was terrible. And I think the only reason, I mean, looking back compared to my current work, sure. yes. So relatively speaking. But, and I'm not trying to like big myself up or anything, because I'm sure anyone looking at my old art would be like, yeah, that's not great. But I think that relative to what it could have been, because I had studied illustration already, and I understood things like proportion and just general design sensibilities, I think influenced my ability to approach pixel art in a way that worked. And I usually tell people that pixel art is more like doing a little puzzle than it is drawing. But having a background in drawing is also very helpful when it comes to understanding how to make something aesthetic. So
from the outside, it feels like pixel art would have quite a few limitations as well. But like, people just find ways to do things all the time. Do those limitations like make it more exciting for you, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you say that, because you're right. The limitations are not there inherently, right? Pixel art's just a medium. It's like oil painting or watercolor. You can approach it in any way you want. So there are high bit pixel artists who don't really follow restrictions. They're effectively just painting with a hard brush, right? Just with squares. And that work looks amazing. But for me, things changed when I joined Yacht Club 7 years ago now, Yacht Club Games, and started working on King of Cards, which is one of the expansions in the Shovel Knight series. And I learned a lot about using restrictions in my pixel art, and it changed the way that I approached making things, because I had only a limited set of colors to choose from. I had to confine myself to making the sprites a certain size. And that might sound limiting, and it is in some ways, but it's also creatively freeing, because I didn't have to worry about picking from an infinite selection of colors, or what size am I going to make this game or character? It's like, no, the reference we're using says characters must be, you know, one tile, 16 by 16 pixels or 32 by 32 pixels. And so you're starting with a base and a foundation that is, it makes the process more streamlined, because everyone's already on the same page as to what we're expecting and what things should generally look like.
I guess that helps give you like a visual consistency as well, right?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're working on next thing now, aren't you? A new IP called Mina the Hollower, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can say about that yet, or is it too
early? I mean, I can say a lot. The game's been in development for about 3 years now. There's a trailer you can go watch on YouTube if you just search for Mina the Hollower. It's a Castlevania-like top-down game in the vein of old-school Game Boy Color titles like Zelda Link's Awakening, the Oracle games, Dragon Quest Monsters kind of aesthetic. But yeah, I'm very proud of it. The whole team's working super hard. We're trying to get it out as soon as possible. And it's going to be a robust game. I'll put it that way. we tend to overscope at Yacht Club a little bit. So yeah, people will have a lot to look forward to when they play it.
I'm looking forward to having a robust time with it.
So put that on the box for sure.
Yeah. Robust. R for robust.
Rated R.
Rated R.
All right, Dave, my shiny little demon, on with the show.
Okay. All right. This week, we'll kick things off with two truths and a lie. Our special guest will tell us two truths and a lie, and the other two guests will have one guess between them to figure out the lie. The contestants get 1 point each if they win, but Sandy will get 3 points if he wins.
Ooh.
Yep, the pressure's on. Our guests just reel them off one after the other, Sandy. Let's go for it.
All right. I'm really gunning for that 3 points of exposure here. So I'm going to do my best to fool you all. I will start by saying it's a little unfair because George and I have history. So this might be easier for you.
We need the advantage. Come on.
I'll just say that if I know something, then I'll disclose it.
Throw everyone else off the trail instead. Yeah. Okay. So the first one is that I have traveled to 5 of 7 continents. Okay. The second one is that I have never seen The Lord of the Rings. And the third is that my name is not Sandy.
Okay.
All right, well, straight away, what's your name? Go on, then.
Sandy.
you just said it wasn't.
I did.
Ryan, he's got you there.
Well, that's Ryan's question done. What about you, George?
Well, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one because I know Sandy's name, and I think Sandy is your name, right? Right.
I mean, yeah.
So am I
playing the game wrong? Did I misinterpret the rules?
No.
Okay.
You're not meant to ask, is that a lie? Like, that's not how it works.
No. Okay, so let me explain what I'm going on about. His name is Alexander, but I think Sandy is a normal contraction of Alexander. I think it's fine. Although I will say the whole time I lived in Japan, I called him Alex. So maybe.
So then it's true. His name's not Sandy. It's not the name on your birth certificate.
I don't know. I think it's fine. But then I don't know if what Sandy's thinking is that, oh yeah, that isn't Alexander. So that's confused me. But I will ask
Sandy's played a blinder,
anyway.
Yeah.
What were the other two stories now? I've forgotten them. I've got lost in this.
Wow.
I will ask, why have you refused to watch Lord of the Rings then?
I don't like high fantasy. To be honest, it just doesn't interest me. Like the idea of like pretentious elves, just kind of, you know, expressionless characters with clothes that have like no wear and tear to them, going through some story that is really just an allegory for, you know, religion or other things. It's just, I prefer like gritty, grounded fantasy generally. I'm not even a huge fantasy guy to begin with. It's more just like, if I'm going to watch it, I'd prefer that it be a little more grounded and take me somewhere more interesting, I guess. Like, I guess Game of Thrones is a little closer to what I would prefer in my fantasy, like dark fantasy.
I agree. Lord of the Rings is shit.
I thought it was an allegory for homosexuality.
I'm sure that's there too. The tree ends are really hot. Yeah. Merry and Pippin spending all those nights with those trees.
Yeah. You get lonely up there. Yeah. You get lonely up there.
I thought George was just making a joke about the title, but
you don't get lonely if the trees are alive, to be fair.
That is true.
I don't like Lord of the Rings. I think Sandy's saved a lot of time.
I've only watched nine hours of life saved.
They are fucking boring. I'll give
They do look super boring.
I did watch them after years of falling asleep while trying to watch them, and I enjoyed it, but I don't. It's not One Piece.
Hey, Sandy, there's a TV series now as well, you know, and that's even longer and worse.
It's not One Piece, is it?
You
know?
It's not One Piece. Wow.
Greatest story ever told, isn't it, Dave?
It is. Also, since we're here, I wanna say I thought his name was gonna be Sandford because that was my grandfather's name, who was called Sandy. I was like, is this Sandford Gordon here?
That's definitely an old man name. I don't think he was.
Yeah, if that was my name, I'd shorten it as well.
Who calls a baby that though? Like, who says that to a baby?
I don't know. Sandford. In like the 40s or 50s, whatever the fuck it was, I guess it was all right.
I just couldn't look at my baby the same way if I called it Sandford.
How would you look at it?
Like, with pure disgust.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the difficulty I'm having with this one, right, is normally at least one of the stories that someone tells is, like, so specific that it surely has to be true. But this one, like, they're all just really easy lies. Oh, I've been to 5 of 7 continents. I'll just change the number. Oh, I've not watched pick a franchise out of thin air. Lord of the Rings. There you go. There's an easy lie. There's none that's, like, screaming to me out of the three is like, that's obviously true. So,
are you coming at Sandy for not putting enough effort in? Is that what you're saying?
No, you put in the correct amount of effort. This is high tier strategy.
He's disguising the lie. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's good. What do you think, John? I'm into it.
Well, like, 5 continents, right? We've got Japan, North America. I assume you've gone South America as well, right? And then, yeah, I don't think...
Don't answer that, Sandy.
I don't think Europe. Oh, Australia. I'm pretty sure Australia. So, like, putting Europe in that is not, like, that big a stretch. But, yeah, it literally comes down to whether he considers Alexander and Sandy the same name.
Oh, not that again.
It's like saying Georgina and George is the same name. I'm going to say that the Sandy is the lie. I'm going to say that's the lie. I believe... Sandy's
no,
a good boy.
No, don't say that. Wait, hang on. You can't just say that without consulting me.
Does Ryan get the final say? Are you locking that in?
This is supposed to be a consensus, but...
We're supposed to be a team here, George. You can't go rogue like that.
I was just giving my opinion.
I honestly kind of think that in a split situation where there's only 2 contestants, maybe we should just let them pick one each.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and only one of us gets the points.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, George, you've gone for that. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a coin flip. I'm going to say that never watching Lord of the Rings is a lie.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Sandy, reveal your truths.
My truths are that Lord of the Rings is my favorite movie.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed.
But have you read One Piece?
I have also read One Piece, and I'm going to have to go on record saying that Lord of the Rings is better than One Piece.
Oh, my God.
I'm definitely, look, as somebody who had a Sanji plush on their wall in middle school, I'm going to say that One Piece is highly overrated.
Oh, my. That's it. You've pissed Dave off now.
Nah, I've seen Lord of the Rings, mate.
The extended editions? Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And we watched The Hobbit after.
Okay, well, that's where you ruined it. That's where you went wrong.
Oh, they ruined it, not me.
Well, you ruined your impression of Lord of the Rings by watching The Hobbit movies.
I'm going to say now, Sandy's an impeccable liar. I didn't think he had it in him because we talked about Lord of the Rings for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had good reasons for being down. I was agreeing with him. I was like, yeah, it's shit. Yeah.
I think the general consensus in the room is that Lord of the Rings is bad, to be fair.
It sure sounded like that. I started feeling this like hostility for something that I cherish and I'm getting scared. Yeah.
Now you really do know how I feel as the One Piece fan around here, you know?
Right. Are you the only one? The only one One Piece
fucking feels like it.
He is.
I've just never consumed it. I don't.
I tried to watch an episode and I just thought, what the fuck is this shit? He got a stretchy arm. He got a stretchy arm, Dave. He said, gum gum pistol. What's that all about?
I feel like it's you had to be there kind of situation.
Yeah.
You had to have grown up with it to really have the nostalgia. And
I got into it in my early 20s because I was unemployed. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, you're still youthful in your early 20s. You're impressionable.
I didn't feel it.
You're still gullible.
When did you see Lord of the Rings? Now we're really getting hostile.
Last year. Yeah.
Should we move on to the next round?
We should,
what do you think?
Should.
Please.
Okay. This week's theme is pixel art games. Ooh. And next up, we've got Buzzword, our quick fire quiz.
Why has your voice gone like that, Dave?
I don't know why I did it. I'm sorry.
He's made his podcaster voice lower than usual.
In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point and the contestants can buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers. The judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on a really nice spork. So each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. And I would like to know what you intend to consume with said spork.
Stew.
I feel like you just spoon it.
Yeah, but you can stab the chunky bits then.
Yeah, but you could... Yeah. How big is this meat?
Big meat, man.
I feel like if it's not big enough... If it's too big to spoon, then you need a knife.
That's one of my other aliases. Big meat.
If it's too big to spoon, you need a knife. That applies.
No, you don't. You don't. Just chew off.
There's a lot of big meat in one piece. I will say that. Dave knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Right. So, we're going to go around and talk about our buzzers. George, you got a good buzzword.
Okay, so I thought it was just going to be indie games, so I've been thrown for a loop. But I prepared my buzzer anyway, so I'll go for it. I wanted to do the grub noise from Hollow Knight. Like,
oh.
I think it's good.
Has George ever had a buzzword that's like actually a word?
No.
It's just always noises.
Scream.
I did scream once.
Yeah.
I like to
do
an impression.
The word scream or did you scream?
Yeah,
no, the word.
From Lies of P.
Yeah, scream a Requiem for me. Yeah.
I just remember you like going, ha ha ha, or something once and that's it.
I mean, there's a lot of them like that, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Right. Anyway, Ryan, you've had enough time to think of one, right?
You're right. I did. I had so much time to think of one that I resorted to the default option, which is just whatever's in front of you on your desk. So I went for peg because I've got this cribbage peg on my desk in front of me.
It's cribbage. All right.
Ryan's pegging.
No, don't. Sandiford, please tell me you got a good one.
I'll go for the word buzzard. Because of Dave's faux pas earlier, but I liked it.
No, spent all of our buzzard budget.
You see, now I can't fucking delete that.
Cut it out.
No editing.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right, Kirk, take it away for me.
All right, the first question: which of these Stardew Valley characters can't you marry? Alex, Emily, Clint, Sam. Leia.
Peg.
Yes.
Clint.
It is Clint.
Mm-hmm. I know my Stardew Valley romance, if nothing else.
Yeah, Ryan. Stardew.
You've pegged all characters but Clint.
Okay.
He definitely had that one pegged, didn't he?
Oh, we got the episode title now.
No.
I don't think anyone wants pegging with Sandy Gordon. Like.
Or do they?
We do now. All right, okay. In Hollow Knight, what is the Dung Defender's real name?
I've got no idea. It's not Pixar.
Isn't it?
Good point.
Yeah, well, look, some of them are going to be wrong.
Throw it out.
Don't worry about it.
The Dung Defender's
real name.
Peg.
Today's theme is 2D indie games.
Yeah.
Great. Splice that in.
I will.
Yeah. It's because I meant to search Shovel Knight and just put Hollow Knight out of habit.
Wow.
When I was looking for trivia, so I'm a professional.
All right. Anyway, Ryan, what is your answer?
I buzzed in. If this is a complete guess, Graham.
I like it.
Funnily
Clint.
Enough.
Buzzer.
No.
Clint.
Clint. No. No.
They're all like words that aren't words.
Yeah,
like
it's. I'm just going to tell you.
Like yeah.
I mean, that was close. It's Ogrim.
Yeah. Oh, I was close.
It's close. Zagrim, Ogrim. Right. Okay. Next question. Pugnala in Vampire Survivors is inspired by which famous video game witch?
Peg.
Yes.
Bayonetta.
Fucking right.
Oh, wow.
That was like, name of video game witch. What?
I threw the word witch in to make it for George. I was like, George, this one's for you. And then you didn't get it.
So, I can't think of another video
Pocky
game
and
witch.
Rocky.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, all right.
All right, the next question. I'm going to give you the definition of a word in the dictionary, and you're going to tell me what game it's for.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
A person who works another job, often at night, for extra income.
Peg.
Oh, ah! Right?
Moonlighter.
It is. Fucking Ryan's running away with it.
Wow, Jesus. that's kind of a deep cut, too.
I really thought that's I had impressive. That.
Okay. To the Moon was inspired by which Jim Carrey movie?
A buzzard moon?
Yep.
It's not even a Jim Carrey movie.
Isn't it? No, it's not. You're right. What was I thinking of?
Anyone?
George Buzz.
Is it Truman Show?
It's not Truman
Show.
No.
Go on, Ryan. Just throw one out there.
You
might
can't just
well.
Say it twice and think, I'm going to say the answer.
What's the name of the film where he gets god powers? Is it Bruce Almighty?
No.
Was that the name of the film, though? Did I get that bit?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, no.
To the Moon's a pretty like dark, deep, existential kind of game, right? Or the narrative, at least.
Well, it's really good, actually.
Inspired by has a broad range. I didn't know how close it was.
Eternal Sunshine kind of is like that. Mm-hmm. It can give you a crisis, I think.
Yeah.
All right, last question. You got to take a point from Ryan here. What is Celeste in the game Celeste?
Peg.
Yes?
It's the mountain.
Fucking hell. Yep, it is.
I knew that one too. Yeah, I just want to point out the ones I knew. I knew Moonlighter and I knew that one.
Yeah. I put a bayonet question in there for you, George. You're always asking for them.
I was going to say Pocky and Rocky.
I can't.
Kirk, how many bloody points did he get?
He got 5 points.
God damn him.
Well, he's got five. He's got 5 points total because he won the first round as well.
All right, from the first round.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Next up is a round of That Motherfucker Back There Is Not Real. The judge will give you a series of character names from pixel art games, and you have to figure out which one is made up.
Hmm.
Okay. You get 3 points if you buzz in and get it straight away, 2 if you get it second, 1 if you get it last. Here are some motherfuckers who are probably not real. First up, we've got Undertale characters. Monster Kid. Greedy Cow.
Buzzard.
Mad Dummy. Yes.
Greedy Cow.
That's right. That's 3 points. All right. Next up, we've got Stardew Valley, Ryan. Krobus.
Ryan's not a real character.
Oh, thank you. Krobus, Bouncer, Henchman, and Bodyguard.
Peg.
Aww.
That was Ryan.
Henchman.
Is a real person. George?
Bouncer, no?
Is a real person.
Oh, sad.
So, Sandy, it's between Krobus and Bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Correct.
I knew it was between Henchman and Bodyguard, so I took a 50-50.
All right,
next game
is Children of Morta. John the Warrior, Linda the Archer, Clive the Assassin, or Mark the Monk?
Peg.
Buzzard.
Ryan?
Mark the Monk.
Is real.
Oh.
Were you going to say that as well?
Yeah, I was, yeah. Because I don't remember that in the lineup. Clive the Assassin.
Is not real.
Yes.
Sandy's got it.
Yes. Yeah, I knew it was between that or the monk, but
Sandy's took you over, Ryan.
Oof.
Don't reveal that before the end of the round.
I don't care. I just wanted to piss you off.
You're a terrible host.
I'm not a host. Dave's the host. I'm a cunt.
Whatever your job is, you're terrible at it.
All right. Next up, we've got Blasphemous 2. Odon of the Confraternity of Salt.
Oh, fucking this.
Clayfus Benedict of Blight. Sinodo Hymn of the Thousand Voices. And Great Perceptor Radames.
Peg.
Ryan?
The Great Perceptor.
Is real.
Wow. I'll go three.
What, Sinodo Hymn of the Thousand Voices, George?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh. Yeah, he's real as well.
There was no way Kirk made that name up.
Buzzard.
All of them are dumb. All of them.
They're sorry, all brilliant. Real. Brilliant. They're all real.
No, they're not.
No. They all sound real. I'll go one.
He's also real.
No one got it.
It was Claythus Benedict of Blight who wasn't real.
Oh, you did a good job.
You should have known that. You should have known that.
We'll give you a point, Kirk. We'll give you a point. Now you're ahead of me, I think.
Okay. Kirk doesn't get points. Hang on, he can't be the host and also win.
I'm not the host.
I don't need Kirk getting any exposure around here, let me tell you.
No. All right, Dave, let's go.
Just want to go straight into the next round?
Yeah, just go.
Suck
just
tension go out of the room, why
I
don't
care.
You?
I've already said that Sandy's winning.
that's the final result of the podcast. He's decided already.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're playing Rate Your Stars Right for our final round this week. The judge will choose 16 games, and you have to guess whether or not the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic rating. Oh. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, but it's passed on to the next player when you get one wrong.
Yep, and this time we're starting with Celeste, which has a Metacritic score of 92. Since George has the fewest points, we'll go with you first. Is Dave the Diver higher or lower than Celeste?
I would like to go lower, please.
It is lower. 1 point.
Good.
I'm on the board. On the board.
Is Undertale higher or lower than Dave the Diver?
That's got to be higher.
It is higher.
Okay. I would, like, usually it's opposite of what you think, but I was about to lose all hope.
Is A Short Hike higher or lower than Undertale?
Lower.
It is lower.
Oh, it's clean sweep time now.
It's not happening. Yeah, it's not happening. Yeah.
Not now you've said that.
Is Pizza Tower higher or lower than A Short Hike?
Lower.
It's higher.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Sweep so
people like Pizza over. Tower. People like it.
It's true. Yeah.
People love
That's
Pizza.
True.
People like yeah. Pizza and Towers.
They're both
Ryan,
delicious.
They are. Love eating towers. Ryan, is Hollow Knight higher or lower than Pizza Tower? Put Hollow Knight in there again, aren't
I? I mean, that is
my favorite.
That is a game. That is a game.
I'm going to say Hollow Knight's higher.
It is higher.
I was actually going to ask if not having Shovel Knight in this list was like.
I just chose the wrong game. Like I saw Knight and I've been so busy today. Honestly, it's just.
So wait, is there actually not a single Shovel Knight question?
No.
I mean, look, that's. I don't see that as a problem. I feel like it would be too easy for me to answer any.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't do it. It'd be too easy for him.
Oh,
that's right.
It was premeditated.
When have you ever cared about making it too easy for the guests?
Yeah, exactly. Usually, it's aimed towards the guests.
Usually, I'm like, so which game were you in?
Was you in
right?
Oh, nice. Right. 5 points.
Hey, I might still be winning here, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, but yeah.
Exposure's on the line.
Did you get that? Did you get Hollow Knight? I've been completely
yes,
derailed.
Yes, I said higher.
All right, Sandy then, since he lost. No, I'm joking. is Proteus higher or lower than Hollow Knight?
Lower.
Yep, it's lower. Is Amori higher or lower than Proteus?
Lower.
Incorrect.
Amori is also not pixel art.
Shh.
Is it 2D?
2D. 2D indie games.
2D yeah. indie games. Today's theme.
Except A Short Hike.
Today's theme.
Yes! Short Hike's not even 2D. No, but it is like pixel. Look, so it's, well, you know, whatever definition you like.
I was trying to keep them all relatively well known as well. That's
today
the
is the wild card episode of the show. Okay, just yeah. puts in whatever games he wants.
This is the no sleep episode of the show.
Next up on the list is Horizon Forbidden West.
Is Moonlighter higher or lower than Amori?
Higher.
It's actually lower. I don't know why.
Amori is really high. It's really well rated.
Really? Is it
Moonlight
really?
Moonlight
is fantastic.
I love Moonlight so
much.
Oh,
no.
I do as well.
No, I'm not having this fight. Amori is like...
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying Moonlight is brilliant. That's all.
It is a great concept. Yeah.
Oh, that was a bit of shade.
Well, I
look at, they're 2D. Execution. They don't cast shade. That's how it works. Oh,
okay. Great, great save. I'm friendly with the devs, so I don't want to say too much. I'm biased.
Well, they're great. Anyway.
It's okay. They won't listen to this podcast.
No, they won't. Okay, George, is Unpacking higher or lower than Moonlighter?
Higher.
Higher. Is it higher or lower? Higher. No, it's higher.
Yeah. I'll go higher.
Is To the Moon higher or lower than Unpacking?
I have to admit, I nerded that one. I just made it up when it came to it. I'll go lower.
It is lower.
Actually surprising. Yeah, same.
Is Blasphemous 2 higher or lower than To the Moon?
Higher.
It is higher.
Wow.
Can I just say,
I remember that.
I wrote To the Moon as the Moon on the dot. Just so you know how my mental capacity is at.
That's the prequel.
the Moon.
The Moon.
Good one, Ryan. Thank you. Is Starbound higher or lower than Blasphemous 2, George?
I've not heard of that either. I'll go lower.
It is lower. You're just fumbling your way to victory right now.
I thought that'd be lower.
I'm not fumbling. I'm using my good knowledge of indie games. I reviewed 5 this month.
You said, I don't know this one, exactly before you answered the question.
I'm following the graph. That's what you got to do. Follow the graph.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've played this game before.
Strategy. It's like counting cards. We've got to stop them from doing this.
I still think George looks up all the Metacritic scores before, and she's just like... Yeah.
Well, I do Darren look Brown's Metacritic it. Scores every day. I can tell you Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 right now.
Ooh.
Go on, then.
Are they in the list? They could be.
Yeah, they are. They are pixel art indies.
My favourite. Yeah, my favourite pixel art indies.
Yeah. Is Children of Morta higher or lower than Starbound, George? You don't know that game either, do you?
No. Lower?
It's higher.
Oh.
It's on to Ryan.
See, that's the problem. 2 games I don't know. Then I'm in a situation.
Got him.
Ryan, is Triangle Strategy higher or lower than Children of Morta?
My favourite Square Enix.
Endix.
Square Enix, yeah.
I think it's lower.
It's higher.
Oh, God.
Banger. Banger.
Oh, my God. Strategy. If you could see these scores right now.
I bet we're all even. George has got so many.
Okay, Sandy, this is the last one.
Oh boy.
Oh, my God. Everything's on the line.
Triangle Strategy. Is Unsighted higher or lower than that?
Unsighted?
Mm-hmm.
Lower.
Fucked it. Absolutely fucked it, Sandy.
Yeah, that was devastating.
I would have said lower as well, to be fair.
I would have too.
Come on.
I'm going to be honest. I do not know what Unsighted is.
Me neither. That's not the point.
It's good.
I did fuck it, though. That is true. I did still fuck it.
I played that one.
Whoa. Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Is it good?
I don't remember much about it, so I would have said Triangle Strategy is better. Because I remember that
Well,
game.
At the end of that, Ryan is last... with 6 points. George and Sandy have 7 points each.
Oh. Wow.
That means it's a tiebreaker.
Come back up the century.
That means you've got to saw one of my belts in half and share it between you.
Oh, he's got his belts out again. He hasn't even won this time. What's that all about? How are we going to do a tiebreaker, Dave?
Don't worry, I've got it.
Question. You're the fucking Chris
I can't just
master.
Make up a question.
Don't worry, I've got
I
it.
I can't
up
all the other questions.
we'll do the tiebreaker as we have done in the past once before. And that is
you're both,
the closest guess. And the game that I am thinking of is Shovel Knight. And I want... I want
real?
The user score. I want the user score.
Oh, the user score.
Damn.
If they both get this wrong, I want a chance to make it a 3-way tie.
All right, hit it. What's your guess,
I'm
going to
go Oh, okay. I'm going to go...
Remember, you're on the user score here. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you Google
9.2.
Okay. Sandy?
Damn, I was going to say 9.2 also.
The play here is to either go above or
we're
one
trying
below.
To break the tie, right? Not tie again. All right, I will say... I'll say 8.9.
The user score is 8.1.
Wow.
That's a tragedy. Tragedy.
Agreed.
I would have said 8.5.
But it does mean Sandy wins.
Yeah, Sandy wins, but I want to say, is the critic score 89? Sorry, I need to know. Is the critic score
89? It's 85. It's 85.
85?
It's a tragedy.
I am looking at the PC score for the original 2014 release, to be clear.
What about Hollow Knight?
I don't know. Doesn't matter, mate. It was on the list. Wait, Hollow Knight got 9.
Yeah, based on sales, I would imagine Hollow Knight to be a little higher, or higher in general.
Those motherfuckers.
All those high scores for Hollow Knight are just people who haven't played Shovel Knight.
That's it. I mean,
yeah.
Because they are incredibly similar games.
I mean, there are people that confuse them all the time simply because they have the word knight in them, which blows my mind.
It is a little bit confusing. Do you know what? It's like the Outer Worlds and Outer Wilds, isn't it? Is that situation?
Oh God!
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I confuse To the Moon and The Moon though all the time. I mean, that's
there's a game called The Moon.
That was hard. Oh my God!
The Moon the.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Yeah, okay. I didn't catch the second "the" for a minute.
It's been a long day, Kirk.
It's been a long fucking life, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Last episode.
I think Sandy should be allowed his exposure.
Yeah. Give it to me.
That's illegal.
That's it. That's your exposure.
No, do you want to plug? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to plug anything, Sandy, while you're here? I mean, there's not many listeners, but you can plug away.
I will peg Mina the Hollower, which we'll hopefully have a release date for before too long. No promises, but we're aiming toward that. I mean, I think any fans of top down, retro style games like Link's Awakening or Castlevania games or even Bloodborne. There's a tinge of Bloodborne in Mina as well. So if that sounds interesting to you, go check out the trailer on YouTube. You can also find me personally at Bandygrass on Twitter. That's it. I don't have anything to shill. I'm just here to have fun.
Or you can just go in his house.
Or you can come over and we'll play Hollow Knight together.
It took me a minute to realize that was the other game as well.
you realize this episode has to be called Hollow Knight with Sandy Gordon now.
No, don't you dare.
Everyone will just think, well, fucking idiots.
The ultimate injury.